This is reading on Mary Heery. That is H as in house, H-E-E-R-Y, Heery, H-E-E-R-Y, R as in Robert, Mary, M-A-R-Y, date of birth, 12-21-46, date of visit, 5-4-22. Please make copy for Stephen Giorgiani, G-I-O-R-G-I-A-N-N-I, Giorgiani, D-O. Dear Stephen, thank you for sending Mary Heery for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of asthma and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has a past history of asthma and chronic bronchitis, as well as gastroesophageal reflux, has been exposed to mold at her home and states that she has persistent symptoms of wheezing, cough, shortness of breath, and chest tightness period. She also has nasal allergies and post-nasal drip, but denied fever, chills, hemoptysis, or yellow sputum. The patient has been treated for a hiatal hernia and chronic reflux and has had multiple procedures on her lower esophagus period. She has fatigue and she has gained weight. Next paragraph, other past history includes history of C-section in 73 and a hysterectomy, oophorectomy in 1988. And she had a removal of ovarian cysts in 1977. There is a history of cholecystectomy in 01 and a Lynx implant, L-I-N-X implant in 2019 and a Nissen fundoplication done for hiatal hernia. The patient has been treated for fatigue and ulcerative colitis, chronic, as well as asthma and anxiety, and has a history for autoimmune disease, as well as migraine and insomnia. She also has chronic kidney disease and eczema. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 2.5 pack per day for 30 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of a stroke at age 97. Father died of heart disease at age 57. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and has side effects to prednisone. Next paragraph, med list, protonix 40 milligrams daily, 40 milligrams BID, and lorazepam 0.5 milligrams PRN, albuterol inhaler PRN, and multiple vitamins. Also uses Breztri, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. Next paragraph, system review. Patient has fatigue, has weight gain, shortness of breath, reflux symptoms and abdominal pains, constipation, and colitis. Also has occasional chest pains and arm pain, leg swelling, anxiety and depression. She has hay fever and asthma, vertigo and migraines. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has headaches and memory loss. And next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female has no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing. She has one plus leg edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70. Pulse is 82. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5. weight is 204, saturation 97 on room air. HENT had non-spheric pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery with occasional wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft and protuberant with no masses, mild epigastric tenderness, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema and varicosities, no calf tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes of 1 plus and there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with COPD. Number 2 is ulcerative colitis. Number 3, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 4, rule out fungal infection. Number 5 is anxiety disorder. Next paragraph, number 6 is exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph plan, the patient will be continued on Ativan PRN and placed on albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, Q6 hours PRN. A complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes were ordered. A CT chest was ordered without contrast. And the patient was advised to get CBC IgE level, fungal titers, and a complete metabolic profile. And a follow-up is be arranged here in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Stephen Giorgiani, GIORGIANNIDO. Thank you.